new bucket for two. So grab someone you want to share chicken with and share chicken. KFC, it's finger looking good.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Sean Rimmerman.
Together, they host the Superior Healthcare Show, brought to you by Comfort Care St. Louis, Sunday mornings at 7 on KTRS.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chick. And we think you'll get
accumulated deeply rooted waste from your colon.
Oh boy.
Not anymore.
Be careful there.
Yeah,
got rid of that.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February 28th. Ooh, it's the last day of February. When is leap year? I was trying to figure. I forgot.
Oh, I don't know.
I used to know.
It's like every.
It's every 4 years.
4 years, yeah.
But I don't remember when the next one is. Well, it's not now. Because there's no 29th this year. This is the February 28th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason, as in Mark Reed and Jason Becker. And we'll tell you what they do and how you can get in touch with them and find out more. But first, let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much. First, I will say that leap year was last year.
Okay.
So will not happen again until 2020. Right. Yes, I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, it's a great time to talk to Mark and Jason. They can tell you what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss, who escaped the whatever the monster inside me and a few other people on this trip, he escaped whatever that was.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy, you can be glad you didn't catch it. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He was on our trip and nobody knew it.
Wow.
Even Dan didn't know.
No, Dan didn't even. Did you know Hebe was on the trip?
No.
No, that's how good he is. Undercover, on the trip, on the job, Hebe Jimenez. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rad Boy thinks if we do a trip next year, he wants to go. And you know what did it for him? He knew it was all-inclusive. He asked me if that. What do you want to know if they had?
Cheese.
Yes.
Oh,
all you can eat. Just get all the cheese. He says he's in. He wants to go just for the cheese. All you can eat cheese. Give it up, if you would, please. For Bruce Limprist and the Oh Boy Orchestra. Thank you. I mentioned it's the last day of the month. It's also another sleepy, dusty Delta day. Got him! Got him! I waited to the end. He didn't see it coming.
Oh,
it's
no.
Getting harder and harder to get him, but I got
man.
Him. All right, I'm going to let you edit that out so people don't hear that you weren't prepared, and we'll pick it up here. 3, 2, 1. I mentioned it's February 28th. It's also another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
Oh, man.
Got him. Now, see, I said got him, and nobody knows what I'm talking about because we edited it out.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, forget it. They'll just have to wonder what that meant. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason. You heard the Peon just moments ago give the website markandjason.com. That's the website you want to go to so that you can read a little bit about Mark and Jason, get their phone number, and call and set up an appointment. And one of the reasons you might want to call them is to talk to them about changing jobs or retiring, either one, because in either case, if you have a 401k plan or some other retirement plan, you better know what you should or should not do with that money, because not knowing what to do can be costly. There can be you can lose interest, there can be penalties. I don't even know. I'm not Mark and Jason. Should you cash it out or should you do a direct rollover to an IRA? Do you pay tax on that money? What about penalties? What about a favorable tax treatment and how do you get it? What about the growth potential of the money? This is why I think it might be a good idea to have a meeting with Mark and Jason. It'll be complimentary. There'll be no pressure. They're not going to bring papers for you to sign. No commitment. I just think that if you have $25,000 or more, getting even a second opinion, if you already have a financial advisor, so what? Get a second opinion. And if you don't have one, all the more reason to get with somebody who does this for a living every day. Mark and Jason, Mark Reed and Jason Becker. Stiefel Nicholas is a member SIPC and NYSE. And again, the website is markandjason.com. I want to thank Mark Henry. I don't know really what to make of what he has done for us or what he has made for us. Did we get three of these things?
Yes, I gave. Yeah, it was three for each of us.
They're,
yes.
They're turkeys. But they're not real turkey. It's like a ceramic thing. I guess he's a guy with a kiln, and he bakes and paints.
Gold flake painted
gold flake
turkeys.
He says, I'm aiming the PM. I love the show. I listen every day. I made three little turkeys for the three turkeys on in the afternoon. I guess that's us. Keep up the good work, Mark Henry. Mark,
thank you, Mark,
for the turkeys.
I gave, I know you guys will probably take yours home, but I gave mine to Joan so she could keep it up at the front desk to show people when they come to
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea. Now, we didn't, I don't know, yesterday, because I was at death's door, did you talk about what you did? Because you were off all week last week. Did you talk about
what
you did?
Yes, just a little bit. We didn't do much. It was mostly stayed in town, just... The weather was nice back here, so we just did a lot of playgrounds.
And by the way, we hated that. We kept checking the weather.
Because
every year when we go, we usually...
You hope, usually it ends up being really cold back here.
Yeah. The only time we got giddy was Saturday night, and I believe it dropped to 28 or something here. No, that was Friday night. Friday night into Saturday morning.
Yes.
I think it was 28. So we did get to have a little...
and then it dropped dropped down to 40-something with the day you guys come back.
Yeah.
So, it was...
It's just weird. But we usually manage to leave in
Well, in February, you can't expect 70 degrees ever.
No,
so.
this is not the norm.
But, yeah, we just did a lot of playgrounds with the... I took the boy out a lot and...
Do you take him to those playgrounds where they have that... It's like cork... You know that stuff on the ground?
Oh, they fall,
and they bounce right back up.
Most of them nowadays have that rubberized. It's cut up tires or.
The world's greatest invention. Whoever decided to cut up a bunch of rubber and put it on the playground, it's a great idea.
Oh, my goodness. The way playgrounds have come since I was a kid, I mean, it used to be concrete and blacktop and, slides made out of. Aluminum where it would in the sun.
Burn your legs.
Or they have that tiny rock.
Somehow we all survived. Yeah, there are a couple parks you can still find that have the old pebble. Queenie Park is one. It looks like a park that I was with. It has concrete and metal steps and everything. But nowadays everything's plastic and molded plastic.
One of the things that they are eliminating at school playgrounds and at parks is a seesaw. No more seesaws.
They still have them, but now they're counterbalanced. It's not just.
Well, that's no fun.
Well, there are springs in it, so you can still get it moving back and forth. But it's not just one weight up and down.
Well, good.
Yeah,
you can get it moving back and forth by yourself.
Did you ever get on one and the other guy, another mean
leap
kid,
off,
jumps
yeah.
off?
Yeah.
Yes.
When you're all the way up high and he's sitting on the ground, all of a sudden he just rolls
off and you just slam to the ground. That's spinal cord injury.
After that happened like once or twice, then you start watching them. And when they do that, then you're prepared for your legs to stand up. And then they're like, oh.
I can see why they put an end to the seesaw thing. And the other one is that merry-go-round thing where you push it and then you jump on it, wheel.
Can't really find those anymore either.
You know what? And it's nothing but great big steel bars. You knock your teeth out on that.
I know.
Yeah, those
They have one by our park, but at Wilmore Park, but it's It's all molded plastic now, and there are harnesses where you can actually, yeah, put a kid in there with a harness.
Oh, they still
get flung out.
Oh, they still have the old one at Skyview to drive in.
I think sometimes they anticipate things that don't really happen.
Yeah.
In other words, they blow things out of proportion. Maybe one kid gets hurt, and they go, well, you know, 100 kids or 1,000 kids, this could happen, even though it never really did.
Mm-hmm.
Like us. Look at us. We're okay. We're alive. And we rode in. We stood up in the seat next to our daddies in the car.
Oh,
in
I know.
The big seat. We stood on the seat
yeah.
next to our dads while he was driving. And had we gone forward, our heads would have hit the metal dashboard.
Yes.
No padding.
No.
Metal.
Oh, I saw a picture the other day of what the car seats for kids used to look like back then. It was like metal bars and just one little flat piece of plywood mm-hmm. with some maybe vinyl wrapped over. Nothing like the the car seats nowadays. They're like NASA approved.
Oh yeah, the carbon fiber padded and everything's. We sound like old people. We need to stop it. Before we left on the trip, I went into Walgreens with my wife, and she had to go over to the cosmetic part because women can never have enough cosmetics, mm-hmm. enough mascara brushes and little tubes and lipsticks and things. And while I was there, I thought, this cannot even be real, but it was. And it was a display of bottles of cleansing water.
What?
They're selling water in bottles for women to use to cleanse their faces.
Cleansing water.
And it says right on the bottle, cleansing water.
Oh.
And I bet it's more expensive than bottled water,
yes.
too, because it's
and I
fortified.
Asked the woman, I said, what's in that? And she said, water.
Yeah.
Oh, my. And on the bottle, it says, cleansing water. Skin active. It's skin active.
Oh.
See, all you have to do to sell things to women is just put that mm-hmm. key magic word in there. You could tell them all day long it's just water. Oh, no. It's skin active water.
I like that lady when you asked her, what's in that? Water.
Yeah. If you didn't hear earlier, Bob Harper of The Biggest Loser, he's that trainer, that super fit guy. He had a heart attack. There, that's all I need to say. So much for, you know, sometimes there's no guarantee, even if you work out and you're in great shape and you try to kill fat people, you can still have a heart attack. To Channel 5, I say, I cannot watch you anymore because of this 5 on your side.
Oh, my goodness.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever... It used to be News Channel 5. Okay, I could live with that. But 5 on your side? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. David Cassidy says he has dementia, and he wanted to come forward... He said he owed it to all his fans. Does David Cassidy have a leg?
I think he still has.
And you know where he chose to reveal it? On Dr. Phil's show. He's not even a doctor. He's not a medical doctor.
Well, that's a paycheck right there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But I loved it when they said on the story, the news person, before they introduced the segment, said something to the effect of David Cassidy, still a popular singer. Is he really? Is he still a popular singer?
I don't know. Right? I didn't know he was still singing. But he said that he was his last concert he was doing, he was forgetting words.
Well,
to songs.
He said he wanted to let people know that he was afraid they might think he was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
David Cassidy has had 3 DWIs since 2010.
Yeah. I know.
Now, if you've had 3 DWIs, maybe you were drunk.
Could be.
On stage. So we'll see. I'm going with he probably has dementia. That's too bad. That's not a good thing for anybody. This family in Hartford, Connecticut had their dog shot and killed by 2 police officers 11 years ago. They have now finally reached some sort of a settlement here. Hartford, Connecticut, and the powers that be have agreed to write a check to the family for $885,000.
Holy moly!
I got to tell you something. Anymore, if you're smart and get a good lawyer, you can have a tragedy turn into a windfall. These cops entered this fenced-in yard without a warrant. This was back in 2006, after they got a bad tip that weapons had been stashed in an abandoned car. This St. Bernard growled and ran toward them. Now, a St. Bernard is a huge dog.
Yes.
And I'm not saying they were in the right or wrong. I don't know. I wasn't there. I think the fact that they didn't have a search warrant is probably the single thing that brought the city council to this conclusion, that they should pay this family $885,000. And I can understand how upset they were. We had a dog murdered. One of these days I'll tell that story again. When my daughter was 11, a guy murdered our dog, and I use the word murdered because of the way he did it. He murdered our dog. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
And remember, you have to be a professional and get out.
I have to be out at 5:29:55. Very few people can pull this off, but I will pull it off. There's a guy in a bar, and he notices another guy at the bar who is just drinking. I mean, like he's never seen a man drink. Drink after drink after drink. And he says, hey, pal, is everything okay? He says, no, everything's not okay. He says, I don't believe I've ever seen a guy drink like this. You want to talk about it? He goes, well, my wife came to me and said that she's not going to talk to me for 30 days. I says, oh, man, I'm married, and I can't imagine my wife saying she's not a word. He goes, not a single word for 30 days. He said, well, that certainly is a reason to have a few drinks. He goes, oh, no, I'm drinking like this because today is the 30th day.
On the Tiger Network from Learfield, Mizzou basketball is on the air.
Head and shoulder fake, left wing Phillips, an open three. He made it, splashed it down, the lead is four.
This is the Shelter Insurance pregame show. Now to courtside, here's Gary Link and Mike Kelly.
Senior night at Mizzou Arena tonight as the Tigers host Texas A&M, 15-13 on the season, 7-9 in the SEC. Back on February 8th, they beat Mizzou by 3 in College Station. The Tigers are 7-21 and 2-14. We'll visit with Gary Link as our Shelter Insurance pregame show continues. This is Mizzou basketball from Learfield.
Before the start of every game, there must be a plan. It can be the difference between winning or losing. Vitae Foundation gets it. Their well-executed game plan, combining right-brain research with targeted media strategies, reach women facing unplanned pregnancies and help them find life-saving pregnancy help centers. That's a solid game plan with a winning strategy. That's Vitae. Life, the game we must win. Check them out at adsforlife.org. This message brought to you by the Vitae Foundation.
338. Protect yourself and those around you by getting your flu vaccine.
KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Mizzou sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/ot/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/ot/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. the stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. ¶¶ is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. email out the stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. ¶¶ about the stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. ¶¶ out the stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. ¶¶ not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com.